Hello, this is the Knives in the Bathroom podcast, where we will be talking about just either random things happening on the internet or just random things that we think it'll be fun to talk about. This episode, we will be ranking Disney movies. This isn't all Disney movies. It's not the live actions. It's some of the animated movies. It's ones that we've all mostly watched. I'm Aubrey.
I'm Ivy.
I'm Naya.
So I think we should just really just get started with it, because, I don't know, we're all awkward and we don't know what to say. But first movie, Frozen. It's just, it's a lot.
I would say it's, like, at least A tier. No, B.
I think it's
I would put it at a B.
Yeah, B.
Like, I really like the parts with Elsa. I really liked some of the stuff with Elsa. I really liked the music. It had a very bad twist villain.
Oh,
you're right.
Like,
it was so bad.
There are so many other ways he could have gone about, like, what he was trying to do. He could have tried to be with, I don't know, like, he could have tried to be with Elsa or something because she's the queen.
Yeah.
And, like, he could have tried to do so many other things to get what he wanted. But instead he's like, oh, I'm going to kill Anna and frame her sister. Because, whatever, it was kind of lame.
What's the song called? Like, Open Door or something like that? Was that a villain song?
Not really. Like, I mean, it did definitely seem like they were in love, but it's, like, another thing. I totally agree with Elsa on the point that she made. You shouldn't, like, try and marry someone that you just met. Like,
yeah, no, for real.
That was so bad. Speaking of, like, love and all that, I feel like Kristoff and Anna's relationship was so forced, because I feel like they didn't have that much, like, romantic chemistry. I feel like they'd be really cool. It's like, there wasn't that much feelings there.
Agreed. Yeah. Also, if they already knew each other before, like, a little bit, it would have made a little more sense.
Yeah, I feel like if they knew, like, either even, like, Hans and Anna or Kristoff and Anna, if they knew each other before, it would make more sense. But, like, it's the whole story is, like, Anna falling in love with people she just met. Also, the way that they went about, like, Elsa's powers and, like, all that, like, in the beginning where they just locked her up, that was such a bad idea.
Oh,
it was so bad.
Yeah, I agree.
Other than that, though, I definitely did like a lot of the parts with Elsa. I really liked how, like, her reaction to everything was to run away, because, you know, she didn't know what to do, because she's been locked up in a room for, like, how many years of her life? Like,
they've never had social interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no wonder she falls, like, in love with one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, that is true. I kind of understand where Anna was coming from, because
how many, like, books should she read? That probably was what.
Oh, yeah, like, a lot of stories are, like, falling in love with people you just met. And, like,
yeah.
Anna also was isolated. Her parents died. Like, she had no one to talk to. So I do understand why she would have fallen in love with people she just met. It does reflect on how she was, like...
Yeah. Did the guards raise her?
Who took care of these girls?
Yeah.
Who took care of Elsa? Did she eat?
Oh, my.
So, moving on, we have Bolt.
Ooh.
I really liked this movie when I was younger.
Yeah.
I thought it was such a cool movie.
Definitely a D tier.
Yeah.
Oh, for real. What?
I would
rank it higher. Like a C?
D or a C, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because, like, the childhood memories. But other than
agree, that was one of my favorite movies.
Because, like, cute dog, you know? But now that I'm, like, older, Bolt really is not that good.
The story plot is so bad.
Like, it's
so
boring. Yeah, I feel like it doesn't have the plot to a lot of Disney movies, also Pixar movies, is like, get from point A to point B.
Yeah.
And
that's kind of what this is. And also,
I feel they more focused on the dog and cat more.
Yeah, I feel like they focus more on the dog and cat than, like, the dog trying to get back to his owner. Because,
mm-hmm,
like, that's kind of what it was supposed to be. But then I feel like at some points they lost that. And, like, some of the points were kind of funny, like with the pigeons or whatever. But it was just, I don't know. The dog was kind of annoying. The cat was pretty annoying, and so was the hamster. I feel like they were all really annoying.
Oh, yeah. Characters.
Hamster carried.
Yeah, that's fair. Also, the ending where they replaced the actor.
that broke me.
It was so weird. I think it's funny that they were portraying a really bad movie, though, because like, oh, your face got mangled in this accident, so we had to give you plastic surgery to fix your face, but it doesn't look the same. That's how they swapped out the actor. But I feel like
the dog was replaced, right?
So was the actor for the like girl in the movie, though, that they were like acting.
I thought it was a show.
I don't know. It was a movie or a show or something. But both the dog and the girl got replaced.
The super bark.
I really liked the beginning. I really liked the beginning. That was really fun.
It was so cute.
Other than that, I feel like it's just a really bad movie. Like, I don't know. Wreck-It Ralph breaks the internet. Honestly, an F.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah. That F. Bottom toilet.
All right. It is not a good movie.
It's so, there's so much going on, and it's so easy to get lost in it.
And there's a lot of, it's just an advertisement for the internet, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Also,
it is.
They forgot every single thing that both of the main characters learned in the first movie and just threw it out the window.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to, if you die, if you go in another game, that's bad. And if you die in that game, you're not coming back to life. Like, what happened to all that? Like, why are they not scared to go live in another game? Like, remember what happened with Turbo?
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you guys forget everything that happened in the first movie?
Yeah.
Like,
I was scared of that movie.
I feel like it's just not that much to say. It's just a really bad movie. Like, it felt like a very rushed sequel. I feel like there didn't even need to be a sequel, really.
There didn't.
I feel like the most there should have been two different like shorts, which were like Felix and that one lady, and then like another short like based on them like looking at the internet and stuff.
Yeah,
but it shouldn't have been a whole movie, and it was really bad.
Or it could have been like, oh, what happened to them? What had happened after that happened?
Yeah, like something that happened afterward, like how
was life?
Yeah, how was life afterward? How did Ralph get along with everyone else? How did people feel about Ralph? How did people feel about Vanellope? How did Felix and that one lady get along? Like, how did all that happen? That would have been a good idea for a sequel. But instead, they just decided to make a really bad movie that is basically just an advertisement for the internet.
There was 0 point to it.
Yeah.
There was a lot of good memes, though.
Yeah. But it was also very forced. It was very like...
Yeah.
It was like... Hello, my fellow children.
My fellow gamers.
Yeah. Since we were talking about the sequel, let's talk about Wreck-It Ralph.
The first one?
S-tier.
I honestly really liked the first
one. It was good.
Because...
SS.
I would just put it on S.
I think S is good.
Yeah.
I understand, like, a lot of the point of view is like, oh, little people... tiny small people scared of really big scary guy who's breaking the building, even though that's the point of the game, like, obviously.
Yeah,
but like I kind of understand it. I can understand like why Felix was idolized. I can understand why Ralph wanted a medal. I can understand all of that, and I definitely think that it was a good storyline to go with.
The characters were cute.
I loved
the animation
character design. The animation was great. The character design was peak. It was really good. And it had such good like emotional scenes, like scenes that built you up and then broke you down immediately after. Like the scene with him and Vanellope building the car, and then the outcome, like she got really excited, she got really happy, and then they like taught her how to race and stuff, and then he breaks the car.
Yeah,
that was so heartbreaking. Yeah, and watching the other racers break her other car before, it was so heartbreaking.
Yeah,
and then. And then it, like, it was so satisfying, like, when everyone started sucking up to her because they found out that she was the queen or whatever.
Yeah.
It was so satisfying. Yeah. But Wreck-It Ralph is such a good movie, and I'm really upset that the sequel was so bad. But some movies don't need sequels. Like, it really did not need a sequel.
Some movies finish how they finish, and it's a good ending.
Like, obviously, you might want a sequel because it was such a good movie.
But you don't
Hotel want Transylvania. A sequel because it's going to be a bad sequel.
It's like Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Meet the Robinsons.
Ooh.
Oh, no. I really, I like the movie. It's all right. but I wouldn't want to rank it that high just because a lot of it is also really bad.
Yeah, agreed. Maybe like C. A B.
Yeah.
C.
C?
Yeah, C or B. I don't really... I think it's fair. C. I thought it was a very ironically bad movie.
Like, I did not like it.
It's really bad, but it's also kind of funny.
Like, it is funny. Like, the old man.
That one scene where...
Everyone hated me.
Yeah, everyone hated me. As everyone's, like, trying to be friends with him. I loved that scene so much. I felt like a lot of the people in the family were very useless characters.
Yeah.
Like, some of them were really fun, but...
The grandma.
They were so useless.
Yes.
Am I thinking of the right movie? Oh, wait.
Meet the Robinsons. It's the time travel one.
Yeah,
with the,
no. Yeah. They had a grandma, correct?
I think they did. I know they had a grandpa. I think you might be thinking of the funny grandpa, but you might be thinking...
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry.
Is this the movie with the adoption?
Yeah, the adoption.
And the
stuff.
Little baseball boy.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I feel like... I don't know.
It was 2007, though.
That's true. I didn't understand the hair thing. Like, he didn't want them to see their hair. Like, I obviously know that it was because it was the same hairstyle as, you know, who he is in the future, because it's his family in the future. But I just, a lot of it was really weird to me.
Agreed. But
why did that little boy look so sick all the time, though? Like,
everyone hated me.
Okay, but it's because the reason why he looked so sick all the time is because he was sleep deprived because his roommate was staying up all night being really loud, creating inventions and stuff.
Oh yeah,
which it's been a while.
I really like how they portrayed that, but other things were just really bad. I did not really like the I forgot his name, but the main character's future son, the one that he's like friends with the whole time, I really did not like his character.
Yeah. The kid with the black hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I did not like his character. No.
Neither did I.
I thought it...
Where was the mom?
The mom? She was there. She was the lady with the black hair and I forgot what she looked like.
I remember there being a mom.
But she was the frog lady. She was the frog lady.
Yes.
Yeah, the frog lady.
Oh.
She had a frog band. Speaking of that, so remember how Goob mind controls the... one of the like some of the frogs and then the dinosaur or whatever. I really liked how the frogs and the dinosaur told him how bad his plan was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was so funny to me. I really liked the Goob parts, not so much the family parts, but I think we should go with some of the classic Disney movies.
Oh no.
The Little Mermaid. I used to like this movie.
Me too. She was okay. I recently watched it actually. She wasn't as bad, but I feel like she more rebelled than anything. She wanted to be different. She wanted to be one of those girls.
I also feel like
she's the runaway.
I don't like Eric. Like
no, me neither.
No. Why? It felt really weird. He met some girl who was naked and couldn't speak. And was like, I'm into that.
Oh.
I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I mean, I don't know if he necessarily really liked her. I don't really remember that much, but...
I don't remember much in the movie, but I remember it was weird.
That seagull.
Okay, I love the seagull.
Weird. The seagull carry.
I honestly kind of liked Ursula.
I love Ursula.
Ursula was a queen.
She carried that whole movie.
Oh, yeah. No, she carried.
But I feel like... some of it felt like it's not very memorable. Some of it is kind of boring. Some of it is good.
I really liked the animation with her hair, though, in the water.
Yeah. I also really liked the songs. The songs were really good.
Yeah.
A lot of Disney songs are really good, though. So
that's true.
The songs kind of carry a lot of the movies.
I like the sisters a lot because how they represented all the seas.
I think it's an all right movie, but
A tier?
Maybe like B.
B.
Yeah,
we'll leave it at that for now.
Yeah, a lot of the Disney princess movies are meh.
People are gonna hate us.
I forgot to bring this up. I forgot to bring up this sequel, Frozen 2.
I did not watch Frozen 2.
I think we should just leave that as C.
Yeah,
I don't want to rate that above the other one.
Yeah, C.
It's like the songs.
I liked it.
The songs were great.
Yeah,
the songs were great because it's a Disney movie. The songs are gonna be great.
What was the best song you would say?
The one where Elsa is at the glacier. I really liked that one. I forgot what it was. Like at the end. Like near the end.
I don't remember that part. I've only seen it once.
Mm. So. Well, it's an alright movie. I definitely don't think it's better than the first one, though. The scenery was good.
Yeah.
I
love the lighting.
I forgot to talk about this with the first one, but the trolls, the little rock trolls.
Oh,
I hated them in both movies.
Oh, yeah.
I hated them so much in both movies.
Her heart is frozen. She's gonna die.
And, also,
that was
back
it.
To the first movie real quick. In the scene where they're thinking that Anna and Kristoff are gonna get married, they are so, like,
weird.
That is not what they're talking about, and they just immediately assume, like, aren't you guys supposed to be really smart and stuff? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I think this is, like, a C.
Okay. The animation, though.
Well, that's because it's a Disney movie.
Yeah, but I like the animation. I always have to rate it.
The animation is really good.
Yeah.
But I feel like some of the story is really weird. I really did like the scene where Olaf is reenacting the first movie.
Yeah.
That was really funny. I forgot what his name is. The general guy. I liked his reaction to it. Like,
the black one?
Yes. Yeah. I don't remember his name. But I really liked him. But other than that, some of the story is weird.
The people that have not seen
the Kristoff proposal scene where he was like, why did he expect her to come there? Like, he didn't tell, hey, come here later. Like, it was just like he just expected her to show up.
Yeah. Yikes.
But back to like the older movies. Aladdin.
I also have barely seen any of Aladdin.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really remember it. I've watched the live action and I really like the... I
prefer the live action.
Yeah.
But then again, Will Smith.
Yikes.
They're all...
Uh-oh.
The music, once again.
Peak. Oh, yeah.
Like, especially from Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
I love the music from Aladdin. Yeah. It was amazing.
It was so great.
Yeah. But I don't remember much from the movie.
Rip the genie, like in the animated one. Rip.
Mm-hmm. I really like the monkey.
Oh,
the monkey was cute.
Wait, wait. Back to Ariel real quick. Sebastian, he died. Like the actor, like he passed away.
Like, that's so sad. Oh, yeah. No. I don't know where we would put Aladdin just because we don't really remember much.
I would put it at A.
Yeah, I'd say like an A or B. Because like
people are gonna fight over this. And I hope they do.
This is gonna be
just
controversial.
Just from what we remember. Because I don't remember the bad parts. I don't really remember the good parts either. But
Howard would disagree on everything.
Yeah, no, I like the music. Like the characters. Yeah. Like the animation. Monkey. Like the villain. Like the monkey.
Monkey. Oh, yeah.
Like the carpet. Anyway, I don't remember much from it.
But it's it'll go at an A.
All
right. Mulan.
Oh,
great movie.
SS. SS. We can talk about that after I put it there.
Yeah.
It's SS.
It has to be.
It is SS. I love Mulan so much. It is my favorite, one of my favorite Disney movies.
It's so good.
It is so good. I love Mulan. The music, peak. The characters, peak. Mulan,
peak.
Best Disney princess
the
of all time.
The storyline, peak.
Yeah.
No. I hate it when people are like, well, technically Mulan isn't a princess. Oh, yeah?
But she is.
But she is. Yeah, I don't care. Like,
she will be in my heart.
Yeah. She's a princess in my heart before any of the other Disney princesses.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
What about Tiana?
I love Tiana.
Maybe Tiana.
Tiana.
Anyway, no. I really liked how, like, Mulan handled everything. Mushu. Yeah.
Mushu carried.
I really liked him. He was a funny, annoying side character. Yeah.
What about Ling? Ling was the skinny one, I think.
Oh, Ling was funny.
Yeah, they were all super funny.
And the sequel to that with like the princesses.
I don't want to talk about the sequel because I have some problems with the sequel.
Really?
It's definitely not as good as the first. But
yeah, I'm gonna agree with that. I
love the humor. I love the storyline. I love the sad parts. I love the happy parts. I loved all of the first one.
I cry.
Like, yeah.
You saved my life, so I'll save yours.
Yeah, by sparing your life.
I loved that. Mm. I loved that. I was so happy.
The animation,
it was so good.
Yeah.
The grandma. Grandma also carried.
Oh, I loved the grandma.
The grandma did carry.
I love the feelings. I love like how they actually have emotions. I love how, like, obviously her family isn't a perfect family, and her dad is like stressed because he's old and he's hurt and he has to go back to war, but he doesn't because she does it for him.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's like devastated when he finds out, and he's like, if I go out there and expose her, she will die. Yeah,
I love how he was trying to keep her safe. He was trying to keep him safe. And like, I love the character development. I loved how like, she obviously at first she wasn't that strong. She wasn't Everyone was very sexist. It's an old movie and it's based on old times. Everyone's gonna be sexist. But I like how they portrayed it. I like how they aren't like ignoring that they like it was during a sexist time. I like how they weren't ignoring that. And I mean
the song where it's like a girl we're fighting for, and it's like a girl with a brain.
A woman. A woman who doesn't talk. Yes. I like how they managed to portray in a serious but also humorous way. I love everything about Mulan. It's amazing.
Oh, for real.
But no, I like how in the beginning she wasn't as strong. She wasn't as like she wasn't as good with combat. She wasn't as good as everything. But
she got better.
She got better. She trained. She did better. And then she became the best. And then I like how like because of the times that it was like taking place, and I like how they portrayed that because they realized she was a woman, they're like, oh no, there's no way. No. She didn't know how to do any of that.
After like, they're all like, oh, who is this? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I like how it was kind of realistic because, of course, during that time, it would be denied that, like, she can actually do all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how Shang spared her. I love how, like,
And then they fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
They fell in love suddenly, though. It was kind of a buildup.
At least for her, it was. It was like a sudden thing. I mean, maybe
the emperor was maybe like,
he's not straight. I mean,
maybe he likes a little bit of a strong woman in bed.
Maybe that's why he was really angry. Okay. Anyway, no, I really liked Mulan. I thought it was a really good movie. That's why it's at SS. One character that I didn't like, I forgot what his name was. But it was the older guy, the one that got fired so that
Mulan
I did not like him, but
shaman?
I don't remember.
Was he a shaman?
He angered me.
He made me so mad. Oh my god.
Bad character.
But at the same time, it's like, it's good that there's a character there that you can be mad at.
He's a tattletale.
It's not like a mad in a way that like this, it makes the movie bad. It makes the movie better. There's someone to be angry at. There's someone who's like not necessarily a villain, but definitely an antagonist.
And then an annoying character.
And then there was also another villain. Like there was a villain. There was someone who's not necessarily a villain, but an antagonist.
What about the fat lady?
Oh, I thought that was so funny. She's a very funny character. I love Mulan. I think we're getting a little long here. Let's talk about Pocahontas.
We have 12 minutes.
We might have to do a part two for this.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying, like, let's do two episodes.
Okay, yeah. Pocahontas. F.
Why?
I did not like the movie.
Why?
So, the reason why Pocahontas was created in the first place was to, like, it was...
To have an Indian?
It was made to be... it was made to be, like, an award-winning movie. That is what they made it for.
Yeah.
Because of how well Snow White did, they were like, let's try and recreate that.
Pocahontas
wouldn't have been a love story if it weren't for Snow White. I also don't like how it is a love story between Pocahontas and... John whatever.
Yeah.
What is his name? John Smith?
I never Smith or something like saw that. It,
but I remember like parts.
It's just especially based off of history. And it's such a bad movie.
Literally.
Like the Indians weren't falling in love with the white people coming from England or whatever. They were
angry.
They were angry. They were getting murdered. They were scared. Like but they're portraying it in like a romantic way, and it's romanticizing. Just, that is disgusting.
Maybe that's why mothers are like, well, if a boy's picking on you, maybe.
Yeah, if a man is scalping you, obviously he's in love with you, right?
If he's murdering you, he loves you.
I also don't like how they portrayed the other white men, because they're like, oh, it's only this one guy that's a bad thing. It's not all of us that are the problem. It's just this one guy, and that's the reason why everything bad is happening. It's not. Mm-mm. Like,
a way to blame your problem
story of Pocahontas into some romantic story that it shouldn't have it's been romantic. Disgusting.
They should recreate it, but the proper way.
Yeah, if they recreated it in a proper way, it would be so much better.
It would probably be an SS movie.
But other than that, I think it's just gonna have to sit at
an F.
Like, it's other, like, the music is fine.
I feel like it would be more similar to Mulan. Like, if it was made properly.
If they made it properly, it would be more like Mulan.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
But.
Like, proving themselves.
Yeah. I don't.
Which I would love that. I would love.
Okay.
I'm making out with you, Aubrey.
How much time do we have?
We have.
We can have bloopers.
Let's do two or three more.
Oh, no.
no, that's up to you.
I do not remember.
Actually, Beauty and the Beast. That'd be funny.
I do not really remember Beauty and the Beast.
I remember.
I remember some of it.
I remember like September.
Oh no.
What was I thinking about? I've heard that people don't really like the ending, but I don't remember most of it.
Bestiality.
Oh no.
Oh no.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah,
she was a furry. And he was a furry.
He was a furry.
He was a furry. And she fell in love to a furry. Was,
yeah. I don't know. But we can put this wherever you guys say. Okay. I don't remember.
I think
that.
It's a D. It wasn't that great.
I personally liked it because of, like, character development.
Side characters.
Yeah, side characters. Yes. The little
and, like, they were all put under a curse. And she was, like, put, like, against her will because of Gaston.
I do not like Gaston.
Gaston was a narcissist.
Poopy, extremely.
Poopy villain.
Poopy, smelly, stinky, haha. He was disgusting because, because I remember the wasn't scene very, with his, like, yucky boots.
Wasn't he, like, very egotistical? Like, yes. Oh, all these women love me. There's so, a of little course, she
song.
Loves me.
There's a song about him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's very musty. Narcissistic. Yeah.
I think it's like a.
And he thinks he has riz.
I think it's like classical a C. Riz. I mean, it's not
a D or a C.
C.
A D or a C. All
right. It will not go above a C.
A C because of the candle.
Yes. Snow White.
I hate her.
Yikes.
I hate her so much.
I don't. It's not even Snow White that I hate. I
hate the movie. I hate everything. I have no reason behind it because I've never seen it, but I hate it. I do not like her.
The prince?
At all.
Why are you randomly going around kissing women who are unconscious?
Classical riz.
Oh. That ain't classical riz. It's sexual harassment. Because of that, I don't want to rank this very high.
Me neither.
See? No.
And the story wasn't that great.
What is the lowest that we have? F?
F.
Put it at a D.
No.
I don't think I'm gonna put it on the same level as Pocahontas. That's F. The reason why.
F.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's not as bad as Pocahontas.
F.
Naya's got a grudge against this movie.
I mean, alright. I mean, I don't really like it that much either way. Cinderella. It's definitely one of the better.
It is.
Older ones.
Better than Snow White.
Cinderella. I'm sorry, but
the prince was a very bland character. I don't like how they didn't really talk much.
This will probably be the last movie.
All right, this can be the last one until the next episode. But Cinderella was I liked a lot of it, but I feel like a lot of it was focused on the mice and it was.
I like the live action more.
I do too.
I haven't seen the live action, but I would like to. I don't like all the other Cinderella stories though. I don't like how the amount of Cinderella stories.
Why is
there
so many? And they make them into so many random things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what?
Hang on. Can I mention Beauty and the Beast live action?
I've heard
it. It was kind of good though.
It was really good. It was way better than the animated.
But I don't know. I think Cinderella might be going up there with The Little Mermaid. I've heard that a lot of people like the sequels, like that focus like on the stepsister and all that.
Oh yeah, no, I saw that. It was so good.
I've never seen that.
It's so cute. Because one of the stepsisters fall in love with a bigger boy.
It's so cute. I love the cat. I think a lot of the characters are kind of cool. But some of the characters were also kind of bad.
What was the cat's name? Like
I don't remember. Lucifer? Oh, it might be Lucifer. I think it's Lucifer.
Maybe.
But I think we can set this like with A. Frozen.
I think it's an A.
A? I mean, we can put it at an A. Yeah, that's fire. So I think that's going to be it till part two for this, because it's getting too long.
The next part, we will have a lot of like newer movies.
Some of them will be a lot newer. Like,
are we going to have a sexy outro?
We're going to have movies that some of them are older, like Tinkerbell, Peter Pan, Alice in Wonderland. Some of them are a little bit newer, like
Moana,
Encanto. We also have Tangled, Raya, Zootopia. We have a lot of things to talk about in the next one. But that will be it for this one. But we will finish this in a second part.
We'll flush you later.
We'll flush you later.